Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. starting off with the best on this special father-son episode of Neon Jazz. That was saxophonist and composer John Coltrane with the 1962 song Just Friends off the album Coltrane Time. The bebop pioneer organized at least 50 recording sessions as a leader during his recording career and appeared as a sideman on many other albums, most notably with trumpeter Miles Davis and pianist Thelonious Monk. Coltrane influenced many musicians and remains one of the most significant tenor saxophonists in jazz history. In 2007, Coltrane was awarded the Pulitzer Prize Special Citation for his masterful improvisation, supreme musicmanship, and iconic centrality to the history of jazz. He was the master of the sax. Thanks for joining me. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, profiling the greatness of the jazz gene pool via fathers passing their craft on to their sons. Coming to you from a town full of quality jazz genes, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Featuring musicians like Thelonious Monk, Dave Brubeck, Duke Ellington, and much, much more. Up next on Neon Jazz is the son of John Coltrane and his wife, noted jazz pianist Alice Coltrane. Here's post-bop jazz saxophonist Ravi Coltrane, following in some legendary shadows with his 2005 song EJ off the 2005 album In Flux.
Thank you. This is Mike Matheny, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was hard bop jazz tenor saxophonist Von Vonsky Freeman with the song Never Fear, Jazz is Here off the 2004 album The Great Divide. His sound is described as wonderfully swinging and dramatic with a large, rich sound. Vonsky learned to play the saxophone as a child and began his professional career at age 16 in Horace Henderson's orchestra. He is considered a founder of the Chicago School of Jazz Tenorists, along with Gene Ammons, Johnny Griffin, and Clifford Jordan. He was recently selected to receive the nation's highest jazz honor for the class of 2011-2012, the National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Masters Award. Not too shabby. Up next on Neon Jazz is Vonsky's son, modern-day jazz tenor saxophonist and trumpeter Chico Freeman, who really took off in the 1970s. Here he is with the tune Time After Time. That was organist and vocalist Papa John DeFrancesco with the tune Blues in the Closet off the 2011 album A Philadelphia Story. The jazz is strong in the DeFrancesco lineage. Papa John is the father of two musicians, Joey and Johnny DeFrancesco. He is the son of a remarkable Sicilian-born musician, Joe DeFrancesco, who is a member of the Dorsey Brothers Swing Band. His son, Joey, is a world-renowned jazz organist and former member of Miles Davis's band. Papa John began playing the Hammond organ in the Buffalo, New York area in 1959 after seeing Jimmy Smith. Papa John is a key player in the Philadelphia jazz scene. It's always sunny in Philadelphia with the DeFrancesco clan. Let's segue straight into Papa John's son, Joey, with the 1992 song ESP off the LP, Reboppin'.
We'll be right back.
Composer, pianist, and big band leader Duke Ellington with the 1931 song Rockin' in Rhythm. Duke's work is recognized as a cornerstone of American culture and heritage. He is widely regarded as the most important composer in jazz. He was also a galvanizing band leader who inspired many of his musicians to produce their best work. His works have been revisited by artists and musicians around the world, both as a source of inspiration and a staple of their own performing careers. Ellington's compositions are now a vital part of the repertoire of music conservatories. Ellington married his high school sweetheart, Edna Thompson, in 1918 when she was 19. Shortly after their marriage, Edna gave birth to their only son, Mercer Kennedy Ellington, in 1919. Mercer played the trumpet, led his own band, and worked as his father's business manager, eventually taking full control of the band after Duke's death. He was an important archivist of his father's musical life. When Mercer died, Paul Ellington kept the Duke Ellington Orchestra going. It plays in concert halls around the world to this day. That is keeping it in the family. Up next on Neon Jazz, Duke's boy Mercer with the song Blues Surge off a 1994 Black Legends of Jazz disc.
This is Neon Jazz.
That was the great bebop piano pioneer Thelonious Fear Monk with the song Rhythm-a-Ning. Monk is the second most recorded jazz composer after Duke Ellington, which is particularly remarkable as Ellington composed over 1,000 songs while Monk wrote about 70. The 1988 Clint Eastwood documentary film Thelonious Monk, Straight, No Chaser, attributes Monk's quirky behavior to mental illness. In the film, Monk's son, T.S., says that his father sometimes did not recognize him and that he was hospitalized on several occasions due to an unspecified mental illness that worsened in the late 60s. No reports or diagnoses were ever publicized, but Monk would often become excited for 2 or 3 days, pace for days after which he would withdraw and stop speaking altogether. Up next on Neon Jazz is Monk's son, drummer, composer, and bandleader, T.S., on Thelonious Fear Monk III with the song Two Timer off his 1997 album Monk on Monk. ¶¶ Again, that was Monk's Son T.S. with the tune Two Timer. Taking us out of this special father-son episode of Neon Jazz is 91-year-old piano legend Mr. Dave Brubeck with the 1954 song Camptown Races. Brubeck had a very musical family himself. He had 4 out of 6 children are professional musicians. Leading the pack are Chris and Dan Brubeck. Thanks again for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And a special thanks on the heel of the end of this show to my mentor and the reason why you're hearing the jazz, my good friend and show engineer, Mr. John Christopher.
Hello.
Talk to us about how you feel about the show here at Neon Central and Signal Hole. The digital coordinates are neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. That was the great bebop piano pioneer. No, we're good. We're good. It's going to happen. I'm going to get to the end of this and I'm going to sneeze. That was the
Neon Jazz.